This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Kofi Annan, one of the world's most celebrated diplomats and charismatic symbols of the United Nations, who rose through his ranks to become the first Black African-American African Secretary General, has died at the age of 80. His foundation announced his death in a tweet on Saturday, saying that he died after a short unspecified illness. Annan spent virtually his entire career as an administrator in the United Nations. He served two terms as Secretary General and capped nearly midway when he and the UN were jointly awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 2001. During his tenure, Annan presided over some of the worst failures and scandals at the world body, one of its most turbulent periods since its founding in the 1940s. Days after removing former CIA chief John Brennan's security clearance, U.S. President Trump is targeting the clearance of a Justice Department official. AP Sagar Magani reports.
The president's been blasting Bruce Ohr, whose wife worked for the opposition research firm involved in compiling a dossier on Trump's ties to Russia. The president says Ohr shouldn't even have a security clearance.
I think Bruce Ohr is a disgrace. I suspect I'll be taking it away very quickly.
The move to take Brennan's clearance has drawn fire from several former national security officials, but the president's not backing off.
Security clearances are very important to me. Very, very important. And I've had a tremendous response for having done that.
Saying he's never respected Brennan, who has sharply criticized the president. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Imran Khan of international cricket fame took the oath as Pakistan's 22nd prime minister Saturday. He now faces tough challenges, including depleting foreign exchange reserves and growing international pressure to act against terrorist groups allegedly operating out of the country. This is VOA News. The U.S. is sending a hospital ship to Colombia to help treat some of the hundreds of thousands of people who have poured over the border fleeing violence in Venezuela. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis spoke with reporters traveling with him.
Can you imagine over a million refugees right now in one of our most populous states, California, and what that would do to that one state? Now just put that on steroids down here, and you see why this is a time when one of our fellow democracies is in trouble, we have to come in and help each other.
Mattis said those he spoke with were embracing and enthusiastic about the upcoming ship deployment, which he stresses was absolutely a humanitarian mission. The UN says as of June, an estimated 2.3 million people had fled Venezuela, mainly to Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, and Brazil, according to the United Nations. The judge overseeing the trial of U.S. President Donald Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, says he has received death threats and is being guarded by deputy U.S. marshals. U.S. District Judge T.S. Ellis told reporters Friday, "The marshals go where I go." Reporters pressed him to release the names of the jurors, but the judge rejected that request, citing security concerns. Ellis said that if he released their names, the jurors could be threatened as well, and said he wants to protect their peace and safety. The United Nations Secretary General has put forth proposals for protecting Palestinian civilians living under Israeli occupation. AP's Mike Rossia has more.
Secretary General Antonio Guterres is calling on the General Assembly to explore all practical and feasible measures that will significantly improve the protection of the Palestinian population. In a lengthy report circulated Friday evening, Guterres focuses on four options for protecting Palestinian civilians living in Israeli-occupied territory. One, a more robust UN presence on the ground. Two, expanding current UN programs and humanitarian and development assistance. Three, establishing a UN or non-UN civilian observer mission. And finally, deploying armed military or police forces. I'm Mike Gracia.
According to a CNN report, munitions experts say a U.S.-made bomb was used by the Saudi-led coalition in a recent airstrike in Yemen that hit a busload of children in a marketplace, killing 51 people, including 40 children. CNN said Friday the experts identified the bomb used in the attack from images taken of a piece of shrapnel shortly after the deadly strike. According to CNN, the numbers on the shrapnel indicated that the explosive was a 227-kilogram laser-guided MK-82 bomb manufactured by a top U.S. defense contractor, Lockheed Martin. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.